visit into the Andrew Marlowe media suite with Terry Ward after the game against the Hull Pirates. Terry, another so near yet so far, getting that third goal, getting the equaliser, having the momentum and having it snatched from you in that third period like that.
Yeah, we were battling to try and get back into that game, like you say, Craig, and we got to 3-3, and then, you know, just in our own zone, didn't pick a man up, bang, 4-3 straight after. Deflated us a little bit, but we kept going. But then we got caught trying to grab a goal, and you leave a team like Hull on the break, and they're just far, far too quick to leave on the break. A really good side, you know, so I don't know what you can do about that.
Was it just like one of those things, you battled so hard to get the equaliser, and it was like, yes, we've done it, and everybody, not everybody, but kind of switched off momentarily, and like you say, a team like Hull just took full advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're absolutely lethal, these teams who came down from the EPL last year. Hull are no different, you know, the sharpers, I don't know what, and, you know, you can't take a breath against these teams, because that breath doesn't go anywhere, they just score a goal on you.
And you talk about taking a breath, I think the guys pretty much all need oxygen, because they've pretty much didn't stop from minute one to minute 60. The work rate from the stars tonight was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game. The guys gave everything they had. For the players who were here, again, we were missing players tonight, and, you know, you can't be short when you're playing Hull. They're just, you know, they've got strength in depth, all three lines of theirs can really go for it. And like I said, we got caught, you know, a little mistake made it 4-3, then we got caught. We had to go and try and get something out of the game then. And then they got like the breakaways and set up in the zone that fast and that quick. Then the men coming in, and, you know, if you don't pick your men up on your own end, you're going to get scored on in this league.
Tomorrow it's down to Deeside take on the Dragons. I suppose the challenge is to make sure you match the effort from tonight against Deeside. You don't go down there thinking it's an easier game, because if you do that, it'll bite you on the bum, sort of thing.
Yeah, we're quite aware of that. So we're certainly not going to go there and just, you know, we'll have to show them respect, just like we show them respect, because if you don't, you can get the wrong end of a result. So you have to go there and, you know, battle it out and grind a win.
Any people line up changes for tomorrow?
Yeah, unfortunately Cal Davis has to work tomorrow, so we're going to miss Cal tomorrow and Josh Nervy. You know, you've got to go where you've got to go with this league, and that's it.
Well, appreciate our time, and teddy bear toss next week, so that's always a good occasion against the Sharks, so things to look forward to.
Yeah, thanks very much, Greg. Cheers.
Yeah. Jason Hewitt joins us on Billingham Stars Radio, and the guys certainly know they've been in a game tonight. Yeah, Jason?
Yeah, big time. We came in with a short bench, missing myself and Matty, obviously, for different reasons, but they made it tough for us, and then tying 3-3 there at the end, I thought we were in another tough one, but we came through, we showed good character, and guys getting balls when we needed it, and that's what we've been kind of needing for the last few games.
Obviously, coming into the form, it's a lot smaller than Hull, so the small ice pile is a lot more compact. You take a while to adjust to that, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's quite a few rinks like this now in this league, so no excuses on that side. I actually like the rink, good clean boards and fairly good ice, so there's no excuse on that side. I thought when we move the puck and do the things that I'm asking us to do, I thought, you know, we look good and we picked them apart a little bit, but definitely not an easy night by any stretch of my opinion.
Well, you said that after Billingham tied it, obviously must have been a bit of a wake-up call, and your guys came straight back down, got the go-ahead, and then there was two goals straight after, so obviously they can do it when it's needed.
Yeah, it was tough, I'm not going to lie, it's tough to watch when you made it 3-3. But it seemed to wake us up a little bit, so that's reassuring. I think there's 6 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, and we come to life, and you know, we show what we should be doing and what we can do. So happy overall, tough night, like I said.
And the league as a whole, obviously it's particularly in the north, I think it's possibly more competitive than people possibly imagined.
I would say so, yeah, 100%. We've had some very tough games. I mean, Solihull, I know where they are in the standings, but we've had three games against them, went to overtime every time. So same in Whitley last week, and same here tonight. It's, you know, I'm glad it's this way though. I am glad it's this way. There's a little bit of Hull or an EPL team and this and that, but we're not. We're a good NIHL team, and that's what we accept. But we accept that people are going to want to beat us because of that, because of the Pirates' name being an EPL team, and we're embracing that pressure for the most part. Some results I'd like to go a different way, but for the most part, happy where we are.
And obviously you've gone down the old British route and bringing through the the kind of younger players in Hull have got a good reputation for developing that young talent, so you're sort of tapping into that.
Yeah, that it's important to me. I think with this league structure and the way it's gone, I feel that if we can avoid having to bring imports in, I haven't got anything against imports, but we've got some very good British players, and I feel like for the benefit of our younger guys, maybe an experienced British player is a better route to go down. I'm not ruling out anything in the future. At the end of the day, we're here to win, and if there's players available that we think we need, then we'll definitely move.
Excellent. Well done on the win, and best luck for the rest of the year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers.